Hey, hi, and hello, friends. Welcome back to our podcast. Oh my gosh. I feel like it's been a minute since Grace and I have recorded and sat down and done that, but we're excited to be back. Part of the reason that took so long was because we went on a spring break trip together down to Kentucky with a bunch of other people from our young adult ministry. Shout out to Campus Collective.
Woop woop.
So yeah, we figured why not take a minute and just kind of debrief the trip with each other, chit chat on how that went and stuff.
Yeah. I don't know.
It was fun. I had a really good trip.
And to add to all the excitement, we are going to have a special guest in with us today. This is one of our friends from the college ministry who went down with us and just made the trip absolutely epic and above and beyond in multiple ways, which you'll hear about in just a few moments.
Yes. But before we get to that, I just want to hear Grace, like, break it down, because this is your first group trip down to Kentucky. That's where we were. What'd you think?
Well, honestly, it's been my first like group trip in like normal life. Like, yeah, there were different like camps and stuff we would go to, but I only went to like one, and that was my senior year. So it was there was a lot going on. I mean, there's a lot of people, and like yeah, it was a lot of fun. Like, the car ride was not horrendous. I was kind of expecting it to be really hard with that many people, because I'm an introvert. But yeah, it was actually really fun just to like grow the relationships with the people there. And yeah,
that was not my first group trip. I feel like I road trip with people quite frequently, but yeah, there was something, I feel like there's something special about all of them, but there was something really special about, I think, that last trip of getting to be surrounded by a bunch of young adult Christians who are just there to like serve and honor the Lord, but also just be really goofy together for a week. And like, for those of us who work in a school, like, that was a natural time off because we went over our spring break.
Yeah.
But there's some people who, like, that wasn't normal time off for them. Like, Grace, you took time off to go on that trip. And I know a few other people did. And so to just know that people like were really set to like dedicate time off of work to go was awesome.
Well, if you're ready, let's introduce Brian.
Yeah. So, spring break trip. Like we said, we have a guest on our episode today. His name is Brian. Brian, do you want to introduce yourself to the listeners?
Hi. So, like they mentioned, I'm Brian. I'm an 18-year-old student at DMAC. I just recently joined Campus Collective in September.
Yeah. Brian also went down to the spring break trip in Kentucky, like we mentioned. Brian, give us your top like two or three highlights from the trip.
Top two or three highlights. First one's got to be the youth group, just being able to help out with them. Second one is definitely the van breaking down. That was, it worked out in the end, but at the time, that was a bit like, whoa. And then third one, just being able to grow as a community with you guys, being able to meet everyone. Because since I'm newer, I hadn't been able to talk to everyone and meet them all yet. So it was good to hear everyone's stories.
Yeah, we definitely did a lot of community building for sure.
Yeah.
Before you got here, Grace and I were just kind of talking about all the different like jokes and memes that came out of the trip from, well, like not on the podcast, but like just before the episode itself. Like Stumble Guys and
The Wheel
the Would
Spin.
You Rather Drove and just all the other stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You said the youth group. Tell us a little bit about the youth group. Why specifically was that a highlight for you?
So there's one kid I specifically kind of want to mention, and his name was Braden. I don't know his last name. I probably wouldn't say it anyways. But he was at a very similar point in faith as I was. Like, when talking to him and reflecting with him, I could see that he was at a point of faith I was literally less than a year ago, where he was like, he's like, I feel something, but I don't know what to do. And just being able to talk to him and talk through that, and it helped me realize that what I went through, like, it was a universal thing. It wasn't like a solo thing. And to be able to try and help him and guide him in the right direction.
Yeah. That's really, really cool.
Yeah.
We also heard, we were there. So you also got to give your testimony as well. How did that, like, looking yes. back on it, how'd that go?
So originally, that terrified me. Because, Jack told me literally, like, it was probably like 4 hours before I went on stage. He's like, hey, by the way, he's like, I want you to give your testimony today. And it's one that I hadn't really, like, obviously I know my testimony, but, like, I hadn't thought through it, especially to the point where I was confident enough to say it in front of people. But I kind of appreciate that he told me last second, because then, I mean, I went up on stage. I had some sort of plan, but it wasn't that big. And so then I was kind of able to let God work through me and say, okay, this isn't my story. This is about, you know, about the glory. So, Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. I really appreciated hearing your testimony. I heard about it. I was sick the night you got saved. Or like Brendan was talking to you, you know, and he like posted it on the group. And I was like, oh yeah, that's awesome. And then I was like, how do I bring this up? Do I be like, hey, I heard you got saved. What do I do? I don't know. So just hearing it was like really good for me. But
yeah. Do you mind giving us just like a 30-second snapshot into your testimony and kind of where you're at right now?
Yeah. So pretty much I grew up Catholic for the first 18 years of my life. I would go to church. I would go on service trips. Like I was very, very involved. But even though I was involved, I didn't have a connection with Christ. There wasn't a community either kind of helping push me. And then that led to my freshman year of college. I was content being non-religious. I was like, I'm not going to pursue my faith. I'm not going to work in it. And then the joke is, Jack offered me a popsicle at a club fair and was like, yo, you want to play football? And I'm like, okay. And then that turned into, it wasn't an instantaneous, but I got to kind of slowly build up my faith and work through it to the point I'm at now. So yeah, I was recently saved. This would be slightly over a month ago. So I'm still very new, but yeah.
Wow. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
To have another brother in Christ, another person to just proclaim his goodness to the world. Speaking of brothers in Christ, as your sisters in Christ, it is Women's History Month. And we learned a lot about how much you love Women's History Month while we were in Kentucky. So tell me, like, where did that come from? Where's your passion for Women's History Month stemming from?
So originally, so I was raised, my family, I have three sisters and a mom. So throughout my life, I was pretty much told to love women. And then as time went on, I was like, yeah, women rock. And so this trip, at the very beginning, I don't even remember how it originally started, but it was just like, you guys said something like, hey, we have to be nice to them. It's March. And people are like, what's March? And I'm like, the greatest month. It's Women's History Month. And then it kind of stemmed from there.
Go, woman. It was also my birthday month. and Addie's and Eli's. So, like, crazy things. So, my birthday was on Tuesday, and then Grace's birthday was on the following Tuesday. Monday-ish. Then Eli's was on the following Tuesday, and then Grace's was on the next day after that, and then our friend Addie's was 2 days before mine. So it's just like all the people have March birthdays, and yet Women's History Month.
So Brian, what do you think was like the highlight song for the week?
This is definitely it was a song I hadn't heard before. It was called My Lighthouse.
Oh, have I heard that one before?
You might have. It's a bit of a newer song.
I don't think I've heard that one before. Do you want to sing us a few bars?
No, I'm not in my singing voice, but...
That's fine.
That's okay.
Do you know who it's by?
I actually...
Is it Ren Collective?
It's Ren Collective.
Okay.
Okay, I was like, that's one I don't know. Yeah. So the joke behind that one is My Lighthouse was one of the first worship songs I heard like 4 years ago. So I heard them play it once and I asked them to keep on playing it the whole trip. And I do not regret it.
It's a banger every time.
It is. No, literally.
Yeah. Beat, words, yeah. Little jazz.
Oh, yeah.
Give it a listen, friends. We'll tag the song in the Instagram post about this episode. And then I will also put it in our story, play a little clip of it in the story. So you guys can hear probably the chorus, but yeah. I'll figure that out later. Yeah, so we covered Lighthouse. We covered Women's History Month. You mentioned the van breaking down. And so to put this in context for everybody, we drove a 15-passenger van down to Kentucky and then back up from Kentucky. So we had two 10-ish hour drives. There was a game that the guys on the trip really liked to play called Stumble Guys.
Yep, Stumble Guys.
What is Stumble Guys?
So Stumble Guys is pretty much just Fall Guys, just as a mobile app. It's like a knockoff game, but they just said download it, and we downloaded it.
Is that the wheel?
Yes, yeah. So that's where the wheel comes from.
That makes so much sense. She was like, well, Stumble Guys. I'm like, I literally have no idea what that means.
So the wheel.
Oh.
Geez. So I want, listeners, I want you guys to take a second. Close your eyes. Imagine you're in a van, chilling, maybe trying to nap, maybe reading a book, maybe listening to music. And in the back, you hear, for like an hour straight.
No, literally. Yeah, we had a lot of wheel spins.
How do you get a wheel spin in Stumble Guys?
So you get them for free, but it's like you get like 6 free wheel spins per person. But when you have like 7 people who have it, that's like 42 wheel spins. So yeah, that was a lot of emotions.
And emotions. And gems. Apparently gems are bad.
Oh my. Okay. So the wheel is rigged. It's like, so you could get cool skins, but it always gives you gems. So it's rigged. So that's why we were always disappointed. It's because we never got the good stuff. But, oh yeah.
What is the good stuff? Like, I need you to expand. Imagine that we have never seen the wheel before, because we haven't seen the wheel before. We've only heard the wheel.
Okay. So it's like, imagine like Wheel of Fortune. You're spinning that wheel, and gems are the bankrupt. You don't want gems, because gems are boring. You want the cool skins. Like, there was a gold character. I don't know. I didn't get the skins. That's why I don't know them. I got gems, which is disappointing.
Who ended up getting one? Who posted that in the group me?
Oh, so that was Jaden, but that was the day after. Oh. But that was, like, a really, really rare skin. So if he had got that during the trip, that would have been very loud.
Yes, I bet.
Yes.
Yeah, it was loud as it is.
Yeah.
So loud as it is.
Yeah. Okay. Something else we wanted to talk about was the... Can you say the would you rather question?
Okay. A would you rather question that goes something like this. Would you rather have unlimited bacon, but no games... Or games, unlimited games, but no games.
Comment what your answer is on our Instagram post. So that came from, we ended up going to Nashville for a day, and we went down, and it's like 2 hours from where we were. And so we ended up playing a game of, I'm going to Nashville and I'm bringing...
Apple and smoked bacon.
Banjo?
Applewood smoked bacon, banana, scandals, drum kit, Elvis Presley impersonator, Fortnite, ghost pepper, hall pass to the Music Hall of Fame, iPad, Justice, Klondike Bar, Lasso, March 11 Men, Nashville Hot Chicken, open-toed shoes, Patterson Party, Quest for Stardom, Six Shooter, Tortillas, ukulele-inspired umbrella, Vibe So High, The Stars Are Among Us, Would You Rather question that goes something like this, Would You Rather have unlimited bacon but no games, games, unlimited games but no games, Xylophone being played by a xenomorph, chewing extra gum, yellow t-shirt from the zipline place I'm going to zipline at, zesty Italian ranch that I am going to be dipping my Nashville hot chicken in.
Good job. That was our first take, by the way.
for sure the first ache. Yeah. Yep. So that's the Nashville game. That I'm going to be dipping.
Yeah.
That became a chant.
That did.
Yeah. So that game kind of showed up when we were going to Nashville. We played it back from Nashville, finished out our week in Kentucky. We were driving back, and about halfway through the drive, the acceleration went out in the van. What was your perspective as all of that was happening?
I just looked up, and then I hear Riley say, I'm pressing down on the accelerator, but it's not going. And I look up, and I'm like, we're not going 65 anymore. And so we slowly went over to the side of the road, and thankfully, I mean, we were fine. But yeah, no, I just looked up, and we just stopped moving.
Yeah. Well, okay, so you said this was one of your favorite, or the highlights of the week for you. So can you tell us, like, what specifically was, like, the highlight for you? Like, was it, like, the panic of in the car of, like, I mean, it wasn't really panicky, but, like, the moment of, like, oh, we're, our van's broken, or what was it for you?
I think, like, with the car being broken, I think it was just funny. Me and Levi were cracking jokes the whole time. And then it was funny because we also did the concussion interview, which, by the way, I got 97 on that speech. So, yeah. So, yeah, it was that. But I really liked the Airbnb because it gave us a chance to, like, we did the Bible study and then gave us a chance to, like, de-stress as a group before going home. So,
yeah, I was talking to one of my friends about that B&B. And how much of a blessing it truly was from the Lord of, like, it had two separate units that we were able to separate guys, girls. And then more than that, our friend Taylor is super sensitive to gluten.
Yes.
And the second unit had its own kitchen. And so the fact that she was able to make her own food completely separate from us and be able to, like, get out of the room that had the gluten, aka pizza, in was, like, huge. And that's something that we didn't have to think about. Like, it's not something that I would have even thought to look into, and, like, God provided in that way, which is just absolutely beautiful.
Yes.
Also the B&B. So our B&B had an Alexa in it, didn't it, Brian?
It did. I did not start this, but I do know what you're talking about.
And what am I talking about right now, Brian?
So, Brennan, when everyone left the room, he was like, yo, watch this. And he gets up and he walks over to the Alexa and he just whispers, he's like, Alexa, can you fart for me? And then that turned into a solid 10 minutes of just different fart noises being played from this Alexa. So that was amazing.
I have to ask, what was your favorite fart noise?
I think there was one where it was like a silent one where she just didn't play one. I was like dying after that. But no, there was like, it was insane.
Yeah, Megan and I went to bed soon after that happened. And we were up in our room and just laying there, just kind of like hashing out the day. And then we got to that moment and we were just like dying. It was... Yeah, that was way funnier than it should have been.
Literally, it was. Yeah, no, that was crazy.
I work with middle schoolers all day.
Oh yeah.
The like funny equivalent that these like college aged men found an Alexa farting is equal to, if not greater than, how funny middle school boys would have found it farting and. Like, kind of what you said, like, the B&B gave us a chance to, like, decompress as a group, and that was peak of decompression right there. It was just an entire floor just dying by Alexa making fart noises.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
That felt like a common theme throughout the trip where the guy's humor was kind of middle school level. But
it necessary, yeah, in a really good way. Like, yeah. Were there any other like really good moments from the trip that you think like you're gonna walk away and be like, wow, that was a core memory? Reflecting on the trip.
Oh yeah, that's me. Yeah, I should have known that. There's three people in the room. So I think there's two. The first one is in the cave, like right after everyone left. We were just singing worship songs in the pitch black and just being around people and listening. I think that was crazy. Because, I mean, like, it's, yeah, just the fact that we all decided to be there at that exact moment and then just to sing was very, very nice.
Yeah. Question for you. Did you sing with your eyes open or with your eyes closed?
That is a good question. I found myself with my eyes open a lot, mm-hmm. even though it was literally pitch black.
Yeah.
So it was like no difference.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I was like, my eyes are open right now. And I was like, don't know why.
Yeah. I felt like because it was so dark, there was no need to have my eyes open. So yeah. I just closed them.
Yeah.
But it was really cool for me in that moment because it was like a lot of like it was really like physically dark.
Yes.
But it felt very bright and light because of what we were singing. Like,
yeah.
The hymns and like the worship songs and stuff, like just reminding that like Jesus' light shines into the darkness and the darkness, no matter how dark it is, can't overcome it.
Oh, yeah.
So that was cool for me too.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Any other things from the trip that you want to bring up that you're like, okay, well, I wanted to talk about this or anything from either of you?
I got two stories.
Okay.
So first one, this is actually going way back to the very beginning of the interview. So the day I was saved, Brennan sent something out and was like, yo, Brian, I didn't realize this. So people kept on coming up to me and saying, congratulations. And I was just like, thank you. And I was like, I have no idea what I'm being congratulated for, but I'm like, I'm in too deep now. I can't ask what I'm being congratulated for. So it was like by the fourth person, I was like, okay. I'm like, yeah. And that just became my life at that point.
It was on your decision to follow Jesus.
Yeah, no, that's what I assumed. But yeah, everyone's like, congratulations, Brian. I was like, yeah, yeah. Second thing is, I just want to point out my amazing zip lining skills and my very low pitched scream.
Yeah, Brian screams like a little girl.
No,
like actually, high pitched little girl.
Yeah, it's like a.
Like, y'all hear his voice now, like, it's not what it sounds like.
Yeah. Like, genuinely. Like, we asked the other group, we're like, did you hear a girl screaming at all? They're like, yeah, who was that? They're like, that was Brian.
Yeah. All right. So we went on a zipline tour. Also part of the zipline was ranking how we landed.
Oh, jeez.
We ranked it clean, as in, like, clean landing. Or unclean, as in unclean landing. Brian, did you average clean or unclean?
I want to say, before this starts, this was rigged from the start.
You're here. I'm with
yeah.
you.
Yeah. I am a tall man, and they said I was bouncing. And I'm like, I have to bounce. I am tall. So I say I probably averaged the same, more uncleans than clean.
He did. He averaged unclean.
Wow. That last part was not necessary.
I averaged clean. I think I had 2 unclean landings. But I did end the day the uncleanest. I slipped in the mud, and it was so gross. But I ended up getting to wash my jeans at this woman named Mickey's house.
So Jane got stuck.
It was.
Wait, had you come down the zipline yet?
Yeah, I was at the bottom. I was waiting.
Okay. Yeah, it was. I was. That was definitely an unclean landing. He had to be rescued almost.
Yeah.
So then the guy found a pole and pulled him back onto the deck. But
and it was funny because we talked to the other group and they said the other Jaden got stuck as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So both.
No way.
So yeah, both Jadens got stuck on the zipline.
So if your name is Jaden, you might get stuck on a zipline. Watch out.
Yeah. Watch out. Do it at your own risk.
Was it on the same line?
I would assume so. That was the only one you could really get stuck on.
Yeah.
All right, before we wrap up, leave us with one parting gift. The parting gift can either be a piece of useless advice or a dad joke that a middle school boy would cackle at.
Oh, let's see. Oh, I have a lot of useless advice. I just don't know how to narrow it down. The biggest desert in the world is in Antarctica. Fun fact, if anyone asks you about that.
What is it called?
It's just Antarctica is a huge desert, apparently.
Isn't a desert supposed to be with sand, though?
I know, that's what I thought, but apparently it's just any flat body. Oh. Don't quote me on that, but...
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah.
Useless information. Does that satisfy you, Megan?
I'll take it.
Okay, she'll take good.
Great. Well, thanks for being on our podcast until last minute, too. It's been a lot of fun, and yeah, we're glad to have you here.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah, thanks for coming out for... sharing with us greatly valued information. Yeah, wow. It's just, yeah, that was just a really fun trip, and like we really appreciate like your boldness in coming with us after not knowing us for so long, and your willingness to kind of like come on this podcast, like she said, last minute and talk with us about the trip. Because it was really cool, and thank you for like sharing with us like your testimony and what God's been doing in your life and what God did in your life over spring break, because ultimately that's why we're here, that's what
yeah.
we do.
Oh yeah,
what we do is in the name of our Savior.
Yeah. All right, well, that wraps it up for us today, folks. Thanks for joining us again on A Different Look podcast. We'll see you next time.